We're back. 90.7 on the capstone. We're about to rock.
We are about to rock.
I thought I'd play the real Bon, the Bon Scott, after Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay.
Solid.
DJ Wingbell.
DJ Jazzy Joe.
I mean, yeah, everyone knows the capstone isn't just for sports here. I'm sure DJ Klingbell could definitely get a spot on a rocking 80s day.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of wide variety of topics here on the capstone.
Axl Rose. I got it all. Bring it on.
You guys ever listen to some of the other stuff? Like, what's the one on construction? It's very good. What, Hard Talks or...
Hard Hat?
No, Seth said it at the meeting the other night, station director. I don't know. They got some interesting stuff. So you always want to keep your FM dial tuned right here to 90.7 The Capstone.
Always.
But we got to talk some baseball.
Let's talk some baseball.
Do it, man.
I know Joe and Cam definitely follow this way more than me and Johnny do.
I will say this, we've been off our game as of late. It's been a while before we've gone to the Mets.
Yeah, it's been what we've played a lot of away series. We went down to Gainesville last week and took one of three from the Gators.
And a 12 run explosion.
Yeah, I mean, at least we're scoring runs. We kind of gave up that lead late, but we're scoring runs. But
and that's the thing that's plagued us all season is giving up that lead late. Because as we've touched on, I think the only thing you can depict from this team being really in a negative light is that bullpen. Yeah, that bullpen has really cost us some games late in late inning situations. The bats are swinging fairly good right now, but it's definitely that bullpen that's not really been able to hold on to these leads for Alabama in the late innings.
Yeah, yesterday I spoke with Crimson Tide head coach Miss Gaspard and shortstop Mikey White, and both guys were just set on playing good clean ball this weekend against LSU. Hopefully, some consistent pitching that can lead to some success. LSU Tigers ranked high in the nation, but best team in the SEC so far.
Number five.
Yeah.
As of right now.
Both guys just noted how tough it is playing in this conference, playing series against top-ranked Tech, A&M, and Florida early.
It's not going to get any easier with LSU this weekend and then Georgia next.
But the thing is, it gives them a little bit of stability heading in this weekend. They're ready to prepare. Should be a good couple of games with Hoover Met, but like you said, he's. I talked to Gaspard yesterday, just getting that early lead and containing the bats. I know you're going to score against this any team in the SEC. That's why we're best in the nation in baseball. Just so good. But yeah, just I like where we head right now. We got some quality wins under our belt. Possibly one of the hardest schedules so far in the SEC. It's definitely prepared us for what's coming up next.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I feel like when we talked about Alabama baseball a couple of weeks ago heading into that Mississippi State series, we kind of foresee, you know, or shadow to this very fact that if the bullpen doesn't get it together, you know, start locking down, then
there's some real issues on the horizon.
You're exactly right, because you're not really helping out the offense at all. You know, they'll continue to hit good for the rest of the season, but if the bullpen's not, you know, there down the stretch, then I don't know what route this team's going to take. And you look at the starting three pitchers, you know, Will Carter has a 5.91 ERA. So it's safe to say that he needs to get that down, especially, or try to, this weekend against LSU.
LSU is good. They are very good. And really, the SEC as a whole. This has got to be the SEC's second best sport.
We're not only good in baseball, folks.
No way.
Gymnastics.
We're good at everything.
SEC dominates in gymnastics.
Yeah. There's a lot of teams ranked high, and I was looking through I didn't realize, first of all, too, there are five different polls for the top 25 in college baseball. There are, like, five, like, noted polls.
Yeah, because there's so many teams. Every team is different. And
I'm looking at the baseball coaches one right now, and LSU's four.
Best one, Baseball America. That's the most credible one. Get your information from there.
That's like the AP from football.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't really have a set number one or number two in baseball until the end of the season, who's crowned champion.
Yeah, because it varies so much because you lose some games. I mean, even the best, no one goes undefeated in the sport.
Even the best fall down sometimes. Even the wrong ones seem to rhyme.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was deep.
Taking,
I just thought of it.
This one
I thought of it and I said it.
But Baseball America right now has the top four teams all being SEC.
It's like SEC football, honestly.
Yeah, so it's Vanderbilt, A&M,
except
LSU
Vanderbilt four. Wouldn't be ranked number one in the nation ever.
And then TCU, I know, is one of the best teams in the Big 12. They're always top five, top
and
ten.
Hey, not to, Dallas Baptist. My gosh.
Get it right. I see that team's in there.
You come to my studio and get my team's name wrong.
They are 22-3 this season. And I wish we had this show going during the College Baseball World Series, because that would be my pick in bracketology.
Oh.
That would be my Omaha.
Of course.
That would be my Villanova, which Villanova didn't really work out. But, you know, besides the point, Dallas Baptist, I'd watch out. They are coming in hot.
Here they come.
But Alabama baseball, 15-12 this year. What do you guys see coming forward? Because we have LSU this weekend, like you said, and then Georgia's coming up. You got Missouri, but then UAB obviously
in there,
you got some Ole Miss, Arkansas, Auburn is in there, I think. Are they?
Yeah, and that's another thing with Alabama.
We're going to Auburn at Auburn.
Yeah, and then the last series of the year, Vanderbilt. I don't know what's the immediate plan going ahead. What do you got to do? Do you have to win
between these SEC schedules? When you get the Mississippi Valley States and the Southern Misses, the UABs and Stanford's, you got to win these games.
Yeah,
these, I don't want to say are layups, but they should be. You should win these games because you want to be able to necessarily take your lulls in the Georgias and the Missouris and the LSUs, because most likely we're not going to sweep LSU. We're not going to sweep Georgia. So you got to take the games where they come, even though they're not SEC victories, to make your entire record look better and presentable as it is when it tries to make a pitch of trying to go to Omaha when you head to Hoover for the Met. I think Alabama's going to most likely, it's pretty much a home series when they get to the SEC championships.
Yeah, exactly. That home field advantage. And then, like you said, they lost to South Alabama and Mobile 3-0 last week. You cannot lose those games, especially heading into a season or a series in Gainesville against the Florida Gators, where they drop, you know, 2 or 3. But looking ahead to LSU at home, I'm expecting it to be a big series. Hopefully a good turnout. You know, the fans come and support the team. But Alabama really needs to take 2 of 3 from LSU or potentially sweep just to get back on their feet. You know, especially after that series in Gainesville, it was rough. It really was. And then going to Birmingham, nice victory over the UAB Blazers. But I'm looking for a good series from the Tide this weekend. Hopefully 2 or 3 or a sweep. So that's what I see Mitch Gaspard preaching to his team, saying, guys, we really need you to step up this weekend. You know, Kyle, yeah. Mikey, do what you got to do. Bullpen, hold our leads
bullpen,
for us.
Please, bullpen's got to be better.
And let's get this series victory.
I mean, fortunately for us, we have 5 guys batting over 300. And one of the most impressive guys, what I talked to yesterday, Chandler Avon. Mm-hmm. Starting third baseman, the freshman.
Yeah, young
kid. He's come so far along, starting the season off a little rough, you know, batting under 200. But he's just gotten so much more confidence.
He's a leadoff guy, is he?
Yes, sir, he is.
That's a tough spot as a freshman to be freshman there as a leadoff man?
From the very first game, he was thrown in that position. And you expect some struggles from a freshman, of course. But he's coming in. He's been hot of late, playing so well. Just it's something to look forward to as well in the future, not this year, just ongoing in his Alabama career. But you know, Casey Houston's come back to life. You know, he's come back to earth.
He's not a robot.
Yeah, he's not batting over 500 anymore. He's just under 400.
Wow.
He's still leading
back
that team
reality
in offense. He's still one of the best in the SEC. You know, the bat. I mean, if the way they keep going, I mean, they're. I guess
they gotta get hot.
You have to. You have to start taking 2 out of 3. You gotta start getting these sweeps, like Johnny alluded to earlier. You need to win the games you're supposed to win, and luckily, we've kind of made the Hoover Met our home. We're 10-5 at home, which is, I mean, it's good, considering that we're 15-12 overall. But yeah, just keep pounding, you know, keep grinding against good SEC teams, and good things will come. Just keep playing hard.
It's been the walks that have plagued us year through for the pitching staff. We lead the SEC in that statistic. We're high up there. We don't lead the league in walks, and you just gotta limit those. You can't put runners on base for these SEC teams that come in here and can swing the bats. You just can't give them extra runs. That's what does it. And so if our pitching staff can just continue to try to find the strike zone and our bats can get going, I could see us giving LSU a run for their money this weekend.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking up right now, too, just for my sake, the brackets behind college baseball. And I didn't realize that 64 teams actually make it. So you have the regionals, which is double elimination, which I think is pretty cool. So you got kind of like almost a smaller group play. Mm-hmm. And then you move on from there. One of they're all in groups of four. So what is that? You have like what, 16 groups of four, and then each group promotes one team to the next round, and then they play the super regionals. It's called, which is the best of
I think
three.
It's eight.
No, it's 16.
Is it?
Yeah, because it starts off with you have 64 in groups of four, and they send one from each group.
Okay.
So they have 16 groups that send one each. Then you get your top 16.
Oh, okay, you're right, yeah.
And then you go from there. And it looks really interesting how this all works.
It is interesting. It's cool. And it's a mess because it lasts for like a month and a half.
That's the fun part about it.
Are you complaining?
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Love the one and dones, though.
If you don't pay attention to it and you don't sit down and actually watch the games week in and week out, you're going to be so lost from the following week. Mm-hmm. But I love it.
I
love the tournament. And I hope Alabama, finds a way in this year. It can make a run like they tried to do last year in the Florida State regional because they eliminated Florida State.
That's a good team.
Yeah.
Go look at some of the pros that come out of Florida State. Buster Posey's and the J.D. Drews, Stephen Drews of the world. That is
James one. Winston.
I didn't realize that bracket, that group last year had Florida State, who was the one seed, and they actually lost both of their first two games. So they were knocked right out.
Yep. Alabama knocked them out, and it was
Kennesaw State got through.
Yes, and they were raw. And I think they're doing big things this season as well, but they were definitely a good baseball team.
Very cool stuff, in my opinion. I give me any sport, any kind of bracket I'm in. I'm sold. I don't care what it is. But
women's lacrosse,
dude,
D3 brackets.
Dude, so in.
I would
research
that
and fill out that bracket. Yeah.
All right.
If it's in bracket form, give it to me. I'll do anything.
Unfortunately, I just made that up on the spot. Yeah. But maybe we can find something.
We can find something. You guys can find something for me. I will gladly bracketologize anything you want. But we're going to head to break. And after break, we should have Kelly Ward here, softball columnist for the Crimson White, talking about their season and what looks like for the Crimson Tide there going forward. So stick around with us, and we're going to be right back. So you're listening to 90.7 FM, The Capstone. I'm former